Topple's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Report for today, the 16th of January 2020. There wasn't actually a broadcast on that day, because the time we would normally broadcast coincided with the celebration of life of Carol Zakhar, Laurie Anne's mother, who had died on the 9th of January. So what we're going to bring you instead is an audio recording of that celebration of life. We're hoping that this may be something that Carol's many, many friends in the Toronto area may find this a way of joining in with that celebration, even if they weren't able to be there personally. One person that wasn't able to be there personally was Laurie Anne. She is not allowed to fly because she's in chemotherapy. And this has been really difficult for her. So if you're a praying person, pray that Laurie Anne will be able to handle the grief of the loss of her mother. And now for the celebration of life.
Present help in times of need. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they die, will live. And those who live and believe in me will never die. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so it will be for those who have died in Christ. God will raise them to be with the Lord forever. Comfort one another with these words, for we have gathered here today to praise God and to celebrate the life of Carol Eileen Zakhar. We come together in grief, acknowledging our loss, but we do so in faith, praying for those who mourn and asking God's grace upon them. My name is Reverend Dr. Rick Tamas from Humber Valley United Church, and on behalf of our church family and Carol's family, I welcome you. Let us pray. O God, creator of life, help us to accept death as a part of life, trusting in your goodness and your mercy. We feel now the pain of the parting of a loved one, but we rejoice in the experience of having shared life with Carol. We trust Carol to you in death, as in life you entrusted her to us. Holy God, whose ways are not our ways, whose thoughts are not our thoughts, we thank you that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Through our tears, ensure us the eye has not seen. Aside from our hobbies, what gave her the greatest feeling of joy and happiness, I learned from family, was dancing with her beloved Pista, and that's Hungarian for Steve. They would dance to Fats Domino's Blueberry Hill. Some wonderful memories there, Steve, I'm sure. In her final years, her only grandchild, Kennedy, gave her the purest joy of making her a Nana. I can imagine that when times were tough, Carol kept going, persevering, making a difference in the lives of those that she touched. Indeed, a ray of hope and joy for her family and her friends. It is a normal part of the grieving process that many of us here today may experience moments of sadness and loss. At such times, it is important for us to remember the deeper truths that sustain us. For every day when I see the sunrise follow a night of darkness, and every year when I see the warmth of spring follow the cold chill of winter, I am reminded that joy comes after our sadness, healing after our hurt, and peace follows our suffering. God has written this truth into the human heart, for as the Apostle Paul said long ago, we have a physical body, but we also have a spiritual body. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." We live in God's Spirit and we die in God's presence. We can take great hope in this. So as we gather as Carol's family and friends, I invite you to reflect on these things. Come to this time of comfort, to console, and to bring friendship to those who are mourning their loss. And come to this time of thanksgiving to celebrate the joy of Carol's friendship and to cherish your special memories of her. Let us pray. Eternal God, who sustains us in our mourning and who comforts us in our grief, you have revealed yourself to us and to all the world in Jesus Christ, our friend, and in the Holy Spirit, whose love and compassion will never let us go. As we gather in this time of grieving and gratitude, enable us to see through any sadness and tears to the deeper truths of your Spirit. We praise you for the sacredness of life and for your gift of amazing grace that knows no end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before I invite the family forward to share some of their words of remembrance, I invite us to reflect, sit and listen to a song that Carol requested. It is called In the Garden, and I invite Deidre to sing it for us.
Walks with me and he talks.
invite Kathy to come forward for a reading of Psalm 23. Kathy.
If any of you do know the psalm, please feel free to say it along with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. I now ask Amanda Carol Rickneys to come forward for a legacy of love.
Yeah. I'm reading this to my great aunt Carol on behalf of her siblings, my uncle Jack, my grandma Nancy, and my aunt Patricia. It's called Legacy of Love. A sister, a wife, a mother, a grandma too. This is the legacy we have from you. You taught us love and how to fight. You gave us strength, you gave us might. A stronger person would be hard to find. And in your heart, you were always kind. You fought for us all in one way or another. Not just as a sister, not just as a wife, not just as a mother, and not just as a grandmother. For all of us, you gave your best. Now the time has come for you to rest. So go in peace, you've earned your sleep. Your love in our hearts will eternally keep. So rest in peace and give hugs from all of us to our dad and mother.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. I ask Brian to come forward.
I read this on behalf of Steve. There's a special angel in heaven that is a part of me. It is not where I want it to be. Hurt, but where God wanted her to be. She was here but just a moment, like a nighttime shooting star. And though she is in heaven, she isn't very far. She touched the hearts of many, like only an angel can do. I would have held her every minute if at the end I only knew. So send this special message to heaven up above. Please take care of my angel, God, and send her all my love.
Thank you, Brian. With everyone that I've spoken with, I've learned how special a person Carol has been and how she has touched so many people. I was asked to read a special letter to you today from Lorianne, and we communicated by email. Lorianne is in Africa and cannot be here, one of Carol's daughters, and it was as if she was sitting next to me in my office, sharing with me stories of her mom. And so I am honored to read this letter on behalf of Lorianne. Hi, everyone. I'm Carol's other older daughter, Lorianne. I can't be here since I'm in chemo treatments for breast cancer, but I'm with you in spirit. Mom and I have been on many adventures together, and we shared a love for learning new places, cultures, and art. I inherited from her a never-ending itch for the next adventure in different lands and promises, or provinces. She also had the desire to philosophize or talk about Jesus over a glass of wine, coffee, or tea. Mom had a big heart, and one of her love languages was giving small gifts, and the other was touch in the form of hugs and a loving hand on the shoulder. She loved doing printmaking art at the Nielsen Creative Center and to sing in choirs. including Humber Valley's senior choir, since the early 1970s. She and I sat in the alto section, and both of us loved listening to harmonies and many kinds of music. I learned from her a deep appreciation of seeing life and nature as a symphony. All pieces are to work in harmony and to give praise to God. Mom also loved to laugh, especially at Dad's jokes, of which there were many. She was also intensely curious, which Tara and I often interpreted as being, well, as part of being a nosy mom. But I now think that it was just trying in her own way to see if we were okay. She loved Blue Jays baseball, and heaven help us if we dare interrupt her during a game. Thankfully, we got to a few games in person, but otherwise, she was glued to the radio. She had favorite songs and hymns, including It Is Well With My Soul, which she sang continually when her mother died. Once, Mom and I were part of a Lenten interdenominational service when we were still part of the choir. There was a power failure, and the five assembled choirs were trying to make do with candlelight. We had to walk through several hallways before we approached the sanctuary, and Mom insisted on singing Jesus Bids Us Shine. I was very embarrassed at the time, but she had the right idea. We are called to shine in the dark places and not be afraid of those who try to shut our faith in Jesus down. Mom's wisdom shines out at the funniest times. I still hear her voice in my head, guiding me at times. Mom's heart's desire was often to the welfare of Dad, Tara, and myself. Even though Daddy ended up being Mom's caretaker many times, especially during the last few years. Otherwise, she needed the escape of travel and her intense desire to capture a moment of beauty in her art, or to express a spiritual question visually. She was a creative and worked to instill that in Tara and myself. Her poetry expressed her love of travel, her questions in faith, and the love of her family. I already missed the sound of her voice, which all of us will remember, whether she was singing and telling stories or calling for Steve. And so, in her heart, she was still singing. I heard a beautiful whisper from God's Holy Spirit shortly before she passed. I heard that Carol, sweetly Carol, was singing to Jesus. I glimpsed the sweet impression of her singing with an expression of pure joy. Mom was given a nickname, Carol, sweetly Carol, by another Humber Valley member, and somehow that stuck. But at times we often only saw the pain and reactions that come through living with it. Thankfully, Mom no longer knows pain. We can rejoice in where she is, on a great adventure. Jesus brought her to heaven, and if we are willing, He can bring a taste of that down to us while we are missing Carol. We are never far from God's love in Christ. Say yes and let Him carry you too. Thank you for letting me share, and may you receive God's comfort as you remember my mom, Tara's mom, Steve's wife, Carol Eileen Zachary. She made her life count. What a beautiful, beautiful message of love and remembrance. Lorianne, we know you are with us in spirit, and thank you so much. I now invite Kathy to come forward again. Celebration, words of the celebration of love.
These are some words that my mom and I felt that my Aunt Carol would say to everybody here on earth. Oh, remember, celebrate my love. Life, sorry. Remember me with love and joy, Let gratitude fill your heart. Thankful for the time we had, gone yet not apart. If we measured life in moments, not in months or years, I lived 100 lifetimes, loved by all who hold me dear. I hope you'll find your smile and generously speak my name, share stories and my heart, your love and life unchanged. Celebrate the life I had and lived. I will be watching from above. I am always with you, sending you my light and love.
Kathy, thank you very much. As we quiet our hearts and welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst, let us reflect on God's promise of new life. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to me, so that where I am, there you may be also. New life begins for us today. I invite you to take a moment, and be still. Welcome God into your heart, and just remember Carol. Remember Carol. In your own way. Think back to the first time that you met her. For some of you, it would be a very long time ago. And for others, perhaps recently. And as you remember that time, take a moment to thank God for bringing the two of you together. I ask you, travel this way now through the years. Remember some of those special times that you spent with Carol. Perhaps it was traveling, dancing, exploring, watching a Blue Jays baseball game, or the many times she sang in the choir and was a part of those beautiful harmonies. Wherever you happen to be, just take a moment and thank God for those special memories. There may have been challenging times along the way. Thank God for the courage and for the strength that you had to travel those times together. There may have been qualities of Carol's personality that you really admired. Things that have helped shape your life. Loving and compassionate God, source of our humanity and source of your spirit that dwells within us. Thank you for the life we have shared with Carol and for all of our cherished memories. We commend them to your safekeeping. As we reflect on your word of hope, may we come to realize that those who have departed from us in this world are still alive in the resurrection of Jesus. Their souls now in your presence, their spirit now with you who created them. We take heart in this mystery, this knowledge of life after death that you have given to us. We ask, dear Lord, to prepare us to go forth from this place of promise and praise, to live out each day of our lives to the fullest. May we remain firm in the life-giving faith that we follow, and steady in the light of goodness that illuminates our way. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, as we say together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Another hymn that Carol had asked for is Amazing Grace, and I believe you've all received a copy of the lyrics. Because I haven't, I'm going to stand next to one of you, so I can stand. We'll sing the first three verses and the last. If you are able, please stand for the hymn and then remain standing for the words of commendation. Thank you. Your days have been like the grass. You have flourished like the flowers of the fields. The winds of time have passed over. You have gone. And your place with us now is but a lasting and a treasured memory. So as you go forth from us to the one who gave you life upon the earth and who gives you eternal life, earth to earth, dust to dust, and the light of the Spirit to the light of Christ. May God hold you until we meet again in Christ. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the love and knowledge of God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you always.
Thank you, Reverend Rick, for your words of comfort this afternoon. And thank you to our speakers today, Brian, Kathy, Amanda, and Reverend Rick for reading the eulogy for Lorianne. It's not easy to do to come up here and speak in front of people, but you all did a wonderful job. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the service here in the chapel for Carol. On behalf of the entire family, I'd like to thank you for attending today. Sharing your love and support is greatly appreciated. As we and exit the chapel today. We kindly invite everyone to make their way to the reception room directly across the hall and enjoy a fellowship and refreshments with the family there. Please join the family there. Thank you so much.
I had Lori and Tony.
Thank you for listening to this special program from CWCP Radio with a recording of the celebration of life of Carol Eileen Zakhar, who died on the 9th of January, beloved mother of Lori Ann, my co-producer on this program.